One of the things that I do, to the consternation of people who know me well, is I think out loud. And so if something's going on, I just want to process and process and process until I come to a place of holy conclusion, hopefully. But lately, I've noticed in the last few days, if somebody asks me how it's going, like we had a clergy Zoom meeting the other day, and I said, Brett, tell them what's going on. Because I've gotten sick of hearing myself talk about it. I've gotten sick of hearing myself talk about me. And so I tell this story that that I thought I knew how to walk in the Spirit years ago. I was a young man. Thought I knew what it meant to abide in Christ, to steward Christ living his life through me. Then I got married. And then I realized I didn't know very much about walking in the Spirit at all. And so it's like I had to learn how to walk in the Spirit. So once I learned how to walk in the Spirit, married to a Reeves, I thought, I've got this thing down pat. And then I had children. And I realized at that point I was actually demon-possessed. And so at this place in my life, at my age, and just all the things I've learned, all the things I've taught, all the things I've helped people walk through, work through, talk through, all the deals that I've had to walk through, I thought, you know, I've kind of slid into this really great place in the Lord. And then something happened in an airport on the way to San Antonio. And I thought, oh, I think I've hurt my back. And like 15 years later, I'm realizing that I'm sick of hearing myself talk. Because so much about this has been things I don't understand. Now, all of us go through things we don't understand. Some of us, that's more difficult than others. And sometimes we think that I've come to a place of faith, but what happened to you is you came to a place of understanding. So you feel more in control of the situation when you really aren't walking in faith at all. And you know that's true because something else happens and you realize that what you thought you understood, you really don't understand anymore. I don't know if it's ever happened to you. If it is, raise your hand. That's happened to me. So recently. What's so funny is to come to a place where the Lord speaks something to you that you've spoken a bunch of times to others that you've walked in yourself, but you never walked in this before. And something happened this week that kind of threw a wrench in things again. And I found myself really struggling. And I was surprised. I was disappointed in myself that I was struggling after all these years. Now, here's the good news, is that Jesus was not disappointed in me. You know, he's taken up residence in us, and it's in our weakness that his strength is made perfect. So it's not like weakness went away, but he works his way out through our weakness and then clothes himself with our weakness and displays his strength. So it's not a shocker to him when he encounters an area of brokenness and darkness, because light shines out of darkness. It doesn't just shine into darkness, it's from darkness that light shines. Like if you put a light or like some kind of light that's going to shine forth, big light, and you have it attached to the ground and it's dark outside, you're going to see that light a lot better. It's going to cast light a lot more. So that's what it says in 2 Corinthians 4, that light shines out of darkness. And so the Lord takes up residence in our darkness so that his light can shine. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not ourselves. And so in the middle of this interesting thing going on in my life this last week, I, and then talking through it, and what I found that instead of me talking through it, I kept talking myself into it. I wasn't talking myself into a place of faith. I was talking myself into a place of just confusion. Now, I heard a little voice. She doesn't know that I heard that voice. But I heard this little voice say, because it seemed like there were going to be some more hoops to jump through. And those were hoops I wasn't prepared to jump through, because they could possibly lead to other hoops that I didn't want to jump through. And so I'm thinking through all that, and I hear this little voice go, well, maybe God wants you to affect other people in those little places. And He wants you to shine there. Now, I didn't stop talking through it, but it did attach itself to me because that's the truth that dominates my life. Because you see, I remember again when I woke up this morning, I hope you did, who I am and what I'm called to do, what my purpose in life is. Now, when you know who you are and you know what your purpose in life is, the enemy can't do a whole lot with you. And what he tries to do is mess around with that. And he can mess around with that, then he got you in trouble. Who I am is in Christ. And because I'm in Christ, I'm in right standing with God. Therefore, I'm positioned for favor. I have Jesus' right standing with God. And I have Jesus' face-to-face relationship with the Father. An anointing with the Holy Spirit. That's who I am. And Jesus is living his life through me. That's who I am. My purpose is to proclaim the excellencies of him in every place. To manifest the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. Just be celebrating Christ living through me and shine and display image and likeness. That's who I am. And that's what my purpose is. And so like I was telling, John was talking to me, he was saying, I forget the words he was using, but basically, you know, don't let the enemy throw you in. And I just was able to say to him, you know, I saw the enemy fall like lightning from the sky, and he has no part in me. He's picked on the wrong Christian. But in the process of over some hours of being thrown because of this phone call I'd gotten, I heard the Lord say to me what he said many times. And again, what I've said to you. He said, because I couldn't get to a place of understanding, and he said, Chuck, there is a peace that's available to you that surpasses all understanding, that has nothing to do with understanding. Now, those of you who come on Wednesday night, I talked about that for about 7,000 hours on Wednesday nights doing Philippians. But you see, I forgot to remember. That's what the enemy tries to do. What's important, though, is whenever you forget to remember, don't be too proud to be reminded. And the Lord said that to me about, there's a peace that passes understanding. I knew exactly what he was saying. And this, he said, it's the peace of God, my peace that passes understanding. And it just, that with what Patty Hennheiser has said to me in the midst of a conversation, and she may not even know she said it, and then probably wish she hadn't because I'm, quote, the primate. I was, I don't know what that means, actually. I take it out for a spin every once in a while. It helps people out, but I'm Chuck. And it sounded a little bit like the voice of Olivia. I think I told you about the first time I dreamed about Olivia after she died. And I had this dream. Olivia's in my dream. And I was telling somebody, Olivia's in this dream. And I said, well, she was in the dream. And I woke up saying, Lord, I thought that when you go to heaven, you changed. All she did was fuss at me in my dream. I said, I thought you were supposed to be different. And so all understanding or wanting to understand just disappeared. And I just decided, oh, of course, I'm just going to rest in the peace that passes understanding. I'm going to rest in your peace because you got peace about this. Let me just say this to you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what kind of conversations you've been having. It doesn't mean that God's approving of the things that are going on around you or choices or decisions that people may be making. But Jesus has got peace about it. He's not worried about it. And you can rest in that. Like, well, how do you get there? You don't try to get anywhere. You just rest in it. And when that happened, I didn't care anymore what hoops I had to jump through because it was about shining. Now, I prayed about a certain thing, you know, because we go to doctors because we want to get healed, right? We pray for healing because we want them to get healed. So I want to get healed. I don't know if you've noticed, though, having not been healed yet, I'm getting stronger all the time. So I didn't come in the church pushing that. I came and walked down the aisle earlier. That I'm glad it's here. So there was a phone call that was going to come the next day that was going to determine whether I was going to jump through other hoops, but I just didn't care. And because he was at peace about it. And I didn't want to go anywhere else. And I didn't want to have to understand anymore. It's exhausting. I had worn myself out talking about me. And of course they called and it was it was the best scenario in terms of expediting this, but it was just fun to be free.